Going to start today with a scripture lesson from Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 30 and 36 to 43. Hear these words. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed heads, the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. The servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you're pulling up the weeds, you may uproot the wheat with them. Then let both grow together until the harvest. And at that time, I will tell the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn." Then he left, the crowd left, and he went into his house, and his disciples came to him and said, "Explain to us this parable of the weeds in the field." And he answered, "The one who sowed the seed is the Son of Man. The field is the word, world, and the good seed stands for the sons of his kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is at the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. As weeds are pulled up and burned in the fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will weed out his kingdom, everything that causes sin and all who do evil. They will throw them into the fiery furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then the righteous men will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father who has ears. He who has ears now, let them hear." The reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Would you bow your heads and pray with me? O Lord, my God, my rock, my redeemer, I praise you once again for the opportunity to stand in this your church, in this your pulpit, to have read your sacred scripture, and now to share my testimony. Amen. July is about the time when we have our flower beds and our gardens, that we spend a lot of time pulling weeds. If I were to ask you in the last 2 weeks or so, did any of you that tend flower beds pull any weeds in your flower beds? What about your gardens? Yeah. It's kind of a thing we do because we don't want those weeds to block out the beauty of maybe the flowers that we have or to in some way stunt the growth of maybe our tomato plants or pepper plants or whatever it is that we're growing. But today we get this little message about weeds in our presence and what we are to do with those weeds. The parable today is about us. You see, we're the field of God. And in our population, in this field of God, there's not only going to be wheat, but there's going to be weeds. There's going to be those negative things. There's going to be those bad things. There's even going to be those evil things that might be right in the midst of our presence in this field of God. You know, many question this passage when they hear it. They say, well, if God is so good, why is there so much evil in the world? Or why does he allow Satan to come? And we're told that it is Satan, the one who puts those weeds in the field and plants those seeds. Why does he allow that to happen? And you see in the story today, the farmer's servants were concerned. They were concerned that there were weeds among the wheat. They were concerned that maybe God's harvest wouldn't turn out. They were concerned that the good purposes of their master might fail. And some of them, well, maybe they were just critical. Now, I have to admit to you, while we talk about pulling weeds, I feel a little guilty because Lisa and I moved this week into our condo, and on Thursday morning, somebody came out and cut the grass and trimmed our edges and did all that good stuff, and I didn't miss pulling weeds once. But I'm sure when that condo fee comes next month, I probably will start griping and growling. I had to say that because I know that a lot of us really are involved in that. So there's no explaining sometimes why God allows this evil to exist, this seed to be planted even by Satan in the midst of us that might ruin our field. But the scripture is very clear about what God wants us to do in response to this. And he says this. He says, when you see weeds among you, when you see weeds in that field, don't disturb it. Don't try to pluck them out. Now, it kind of goes against the way that we garden. This is the way God gardens. He says, try not to pluck it out because you might ruin it. And if you've ever had when you're pulling weeds and weeds are close to a plant, it's sometimes difficult to get the weed out without pulling the plant out. You know how that can happen. So he says, don't even bother it. Just let the weed stay there. And he says, no matter how careful you might be in what you're going to do, you might still pull that wheat out with the weeds. And on a deeper level, if you start pulling out those weeds and separating them from the good crop, you may develop an eye for judgment. And maybe it might be the right judgment, but maybe it might be the wrong judgment. And so God says, leave it to me. At the time of the harvest, we're told that the weeds were going to be gathered, they're going to be put together and burned. And God says that at the time of the harvest, at the time of judgment, we will see justice done. The weeds will perish, but the wheat will be stored in the granary of heaven. You know, it's hard for us sometimes to wait while we see terrible things happening. But God calls us to plant, not to pluck. To plant, not to pluck. And you know, the thing about it is when you go into your garden, what do you see? Do you see the plants that are blooming and flowering and producing fruit? Or do your eyes go straight to the weeds? And if you're like me, I go straight to the weeds. Instead of seeing the beauty of what God is doing around those weeds. And some of that, God calls us to plant and not to pluck, because there's an opportunity there sometimes by what he plants to shed over to those weeds, and that those weeds may have an opportunity to undergo a change, to undergo something within their roots that they might become beautiful, flowering plants. You know, this scripture tells us that in the midst of evil, we are still to do good. And we're still to bless instead of curse. And we're still to help instead of stand off. We're still to love instead of hate. Yes, we're still to forgive instead of resenting. You see, God calls us to hold back, and he says, let those weeds go. Focus on my goodness, the things that I have put in you. And there's an amazing possibility that may extend over to those weeds. And he says, and don't worry. Don't worry about retribution. Don't worry. At the day of judgment, those weeds, that evilness will be taken care of. But we've learned from this that God is merciful. And I'm so glad that God is merciful. Because as we are the field of Jesus Christ here, I think we all can think about times and places in our lives and situations, instead of acting like a beautiful plant, we've acted like a weed. And yet God, through our salvation, carried us, scooped us up, and transformed us. And so when Jesus tells the disciples, don't touch it, Let me do the work in it. Don't focus on the evil, but focus on spreading the goodness. And so the love of our Lord Jesus Christ is what we're to center on as we look at our garden. And even though there may be patches of evil or weeds amongst us, we need to pray and keep our Christian walk and keep our Christian qualities moving forward so that maybe those who stand right next to us may be changed, may be offered God's transforming power. The next time you go into your garden and you pull those weeds, that's our human way of gardening. But just think and remember sometimes about how God gardens with people. It's a different form of agriculture, and I praise God for the things He does. Let's bow our heads. God, we thank You this morning for this scripture. We thank You for the beauty that You put on this earth. Lord, we know that in Your garden, there are many different types of plants. There are many different types of people, situations. And Lord, we know that Satan does roam this earth. And God, we just claim victory. We claim joy. We claim salvation so that Your garden may remain fruitful in spite of the weeds. And Lord, we pray for transformation. Transformation that through Your love and Your care, people may be turned from their ways and turn to You, and that You will bless them as You bless us. Amen.